Joining me on the October edition of Our Town is Maggie Bagan. Maggie is running for city council, and there are two seats that are going to be up for election, and then there's a third council seat that's going to be appointed. So you're running for one of the open seats now. Why now, Maggie?
Well, I've always been interested in community and helping in one way or another. I was a social worker for the state for many years and saw conflicts and did a lot of conflict resolution. I don't know if this is a bad thing for the community, but I worked with a union. And one of the things that I learned in this training position was mediation and working together, even if you don't agree with each other. And I feel like right now, that's what we need. We need somebody that's going to bring the city council together, not only together with the council members, but also together with the community. Also, I know this is a long answer, but I've been part of the vision team since 2015, Sayislaw vision team that works with the Ford Family Foundation. And I've done a lot of community building exercises and taken tours of other small towns about our size in the state. And there's so much that we can be doing together if we can just get together and get past our personal bias.
People sometimes look at politics as compromise, but I'd rather look at it as forming consensus rather than compromise. Do you see that as an important part of being part of a city council?
It is. And consensus, like you said, consensus is figuring out together so you can work and work till you act. It's hard work. It is. I remember, I lived in Coos Bay back in the early 2000s, and I worked as a mental health caseworker for about 5 years. And in Coos Bay, I went to a couple Green Party meetings, and they make all their decisions on consensus. And I think with five people, it would be a lot easier than with like 100 people. But it takes time and it's hard work, but it's worth it in the end.
Well, looking back on the last 2 years particularly, there's been a lot of contention that seems to have arisen among city council members. How do you plan on addressing that and making that different in the upcoming term?
Well, I don't know if I can make it different. I can try, and that's my intent by running. And that's, we need to get past our personal differences. We need to have more community input. I know it's difficult with the COVID and our restrictions that we have for community meetings. But one of the things that's so important, and one of the reasons I am running, is that we really need family wage jobs and affordable housing. I know that some of the business people complain because they can't find anybody to work. Well, if you can't find a rent for under $1,200 a month and you're making $11 an hour at 30 hours a week, you just can't make it here. And if you want workers, and we want workers that are going to stay here, you know, we're a community of retired people. Well, retired people want certain things. And so we have to realize, all of us, that we're here for the good of the community, and we have to let more community input in and let the majority of the community direct where we go as a city.
How do you see bringing about affordable housing? Because it is a difficult situation, especially with property values continuing to rise here along the coast. It seems like it's sort of a catch-22 there. You want it, but it's kind of hard to fit it into the plan.
Well, as I mentioned, I went on this tour of other small cities in the state. Newport is doing some amazing things with affordable housing. And so it's learning from other communities that have done it successfully, exploring, seeing what they did. Also, there's grants. The government has grants and matching grants, and we need it. We have It's not just Florence. I mean, it's all over the country that people are struggling with this. The difference with Florence is we aren't like a city that has abandoned, crumbling buildings, but we could be spending our budget, differently than what I just read, almost $500,000 for pillars that are an entrance to Old Town.
What are some other issues that you see that you would like to address if you get elected?
Well, I think we need mental health services here in town, big time. And the county has been promising and promising. I was on the board of Florence Area Community Coalition, and this was about 3 years ago. Lane County came to a meeting and said, oh, yes, we're going to have mental health services here. Well, we don't just need one person doing web things. We need caseworkers that work with the chronically mentally ill to keep them safe and keep the community safe. There's ways you can do it. Like I said earlier, down in Coos Bay, I was a mental health caseworker and worked with people with severe and persistent mental illness. They need the support. It's difficult for them on their own because they have such barriers. They need support and reminders. Take your meds. Make sure you keep your housing. Pay your bills. To just be on their own with it is not a good bet. So we need mental health services. We also need some training programs for our youth so that our youth stay in the community. I know my daughter, she didn't want to go to college. So she got into a federal apprenticeship program and now makes more money than my son who has a master's degree. So carpentry apprenticeships, partnering the high school with builders. I moved here from Montana, and the high school back there had a program for kids that didn't want to go to college, and they actually built a house from the ground up. And what a great training to make, you know, to even think this is what I want to do. But we need those training programs.
And trades are a very lucrative career path as well.
Oh, yes, yes. Like I said, my daughter paid for me to go to Europe with her, and that's not no college.
Anything else that you want people to know about you before they make their decision in November?
Well, rumor has it, it's been going on at Facebook, that I'm a Marxist, and I want to tell people, with the amount of Italian-made shoes I have in my closet, I could never be a Marxist.
Okay, Maggie Bagan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.